Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says U.S. will respond to hacking, and Kurdish forces claim victory on Sinjar. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed that the U.S. will respond proportionally to the cyber attack on Sony Pictures. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is blamed on North Korea. Speaking during his annual end-of-year news conference at the White House, Mr. Obama said Sony made a mistake in canceling the release of a comedy about a fictional plot to assassinate North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, as a result of the hackers' threat to stage further attacks.
We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. will respond to the hacking in a manner and time we will choose. Kurdish forces in northern Iraq say they have broken Islamic State's siege of Mount Sinjar, claiming their biggest victory yet against the militant group. Edward Uranian has our story from Cairo.
Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga fighters fired rounds of ammunition at retreating Islamic State militants after driving them out of a corner of northern Iraq near the Syrian border. Scores of Islamic State fighters are believed to have been killed in 2 days of battle. Masroor Barzani, son of Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, told reporters that Peshmerga fighters have also lifted the lengthy siege of Sinjar Mountain, on which hundreds of Yazidi refugees have been trapped since August. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon is on a tour of West African nations struggling with Ebola, pledging continued UN help to fight the outbreak. This is VOA News. Mr. Bond visited Sierra Leone Friday, where he praised healthcare workers fighting Ebola as heroes and noted the loss of a prominent physician, Dr. Victor Willoughby, who on Thursday became the 11th doctor killed by Ebola in the country. The UN Secretary General said everyone must be super vigilant against the virus, adding that the only acceptable goal is zero cases. Kenya's president signed a controversial security law. VOA's Gabe Joslow explains.
President Uhuru Kenyatta approved amendments to the country's existing security laws that grant police greater power to investigate and detain terror suspects and impose strict rules on how media houses report on security. After signing the legislation, President Kenyatta said the law will give the country some of the tools it needs to fight the threat of terrorism.
Its intent to protect the lives and property of all the citizens of this republic.
Opposition to the amendments has been fierce. Lawmakers came to blows over the bill as it came to a vote Thursday. The session was suspended twice as security officers tried to restore calm to the chamber. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Israel has carried out airstrikes against targets in the Gaza Strip for the first time since an August truce. Confirming today's early strikes, the Israeli military said they were in retaliation for a rocket launched from Gaza into southern Israel on Friday. The rocket did not cause any injuries. The military said the strikes targeted a Hamas terror infrastructure site. Israeli military spokesman said in a statement that the Hamas terrorist organization is responsible and accountable for today's attack on Israel. President Obama has imposed a wide-ranging trade ban on the Russia-annexed Crimea Peninsula with an executive order that bars exports of key U.S. goods and services and blocks Crimean imports. A White House statement Friday said the order is intended to provide U.S. clarity to American corporations doing business in the region. It also said it aimed to demonstrate that Washington will not accept Russia's occupation of Crimea. The Department of Homeland Security says U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement reported apprehending more people in the fiscal year that ended in September, but fewer were Mexican nationals than in the prior year. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, and welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two gentlemen who worked with Art Blakey over the years, Kenny Garrett and Javon Jackson, during this hour of Jazz America. When you look at the lineups of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers over the decades, it seemed to be a who's who of who was making jazz at that point in history. In essence, an all-star band. So I think I'll begin this hour with another current all-star band. Jerry Gibbs is a terrific drummer, and he has put together the group he calls Jerry Gibbs Thrasher Dream Trio, featuring Ron Carter on bass and Kenny Barron on the piano. On the new release, We're Back, they have special guests like young Mr. Warren Wolf on the vibes, Larry Goldings on the Hammond B3 organ, and saxophonist Steve Wilson. So it truly is an all-star band, as they present jazz interpretations of R&B classics. In this case, Stevie Wonder's classic, Too High. And we'll follow that with another pop classic, a song originally recorded by Elton John, interpretation by a terrific guitarist and vocalist named Alan Harris. So let's begin with Jerry Gibbs and his Thrasher Dream Trio, Too High, Stevie Wonder's classic, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
wheel. I'm on trial. I'm here in your prison. Like a coin in your mint, I am dented and I'm spilled with high treason. Through a glass eye, your throne is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot. Lead me to the chamber. Take me to the pilot. I am but a stranger. Take me to the pilot. Lead me to the chamber. Take me to the pilot. I am but a stranger. Na na na, na na na, na na na, na 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 na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na 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 na. I know, and I'm told he's a virgin. For he may be a she, but what I'm told is never, never for certain. Through a glass eye, a throne is the one.
New York-based vocalist and guitarist Alan Harris imagined himself back in a juke joint, a bar, listening to the jukebox back in the 60s and 70s, listening to a collection of R&B classic songs that would have been prominent on the jukebox at that point, and turning them into jazz from his album Black Bar Jukebox, Alan Harris, and the Elton John classic Take Me to the Pilot. Brand new music for you here on VOA's Jazz America. And now we'll look back in time and hear some of the classic work of the great Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, featuring saxophonist Kenny Garrett, who joins us now to give us his Art Blakey story here on VOA's Jazz America.
I just spent in the last couple of weeks, I spoke with a couple of other folks, and you didn't mention Art Blakey, and I know
right.
you are playing with
right.
Art Blakey. Mm. I talked to a couple of other great keyboard players that have worked with him. I'm talking Horace Silver and Benny Green.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some very interesting and wonderful things to say about Art Blakey, so I got to ask you the same thing. What did you learn from him?
Well, what I learned from Art Blakey is really, I always mention this. When I played with Art Blakey, we had to learn how to play in two courses and make your statement. And two courses mean like two times around the composition.
Right.
When I had to form it with Miles, it was totally different. I was able to express myself in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So what I learned from Art is that you had to, under the allotted time, you had to make your statement. And that's what I had to do. You know, so if I'm giving a timetable, for example, sometimes I do some more commercial record dates, and they say, we need 8 bars. Well, I got 8 bars, and I got to get to the point. Well, in jazz, you can probably take a little bit more time to make the story. And I think with Art Blakey, that's what I learned, you know. And not only that, I mean, this how to be a leader, you know, because on the stage a lot of times with Art Blakey, I mean, he would tell us what we needed to do, what we needed to work on. I mean, he would give everybody an opportunity to speak on the mic. I mean, one day I was a leader, the other day Terrence Blanchard was a leader, or Wallace Roney, so everybody could do their thing, you know. And
wow.
That's what I learned, you know, about being a leader and how to lead the band and about arrangements, you know. Those are just some of the things I learned from him.
We'll be right back.
Kenny Garrett on the alto saxophone, on the trumpet. Miles Davis, just one of the great artists that he worked with in his career. Preceding that, you heard Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers featuring Kenny Garrett on the alto sax, and another gentleman who'll be joining us later on here on Jazz America, Javon Jackson on the tenor sax on the song Theme of Hard Champion from the album Hard Champion, recorded in the late 1980s. And the song featuring Miles was from Kenny Garrett's album Prisoner of Love, the song Big Ol' Head. And now, here's some new music from guitarist Fareed Hawk from Chicago. Here's Fareed from his album Trance Hypothesis with the song entitled Chitlins and Chutney on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The musical East and the musical West meet in the music of Fareed Hawk. Chitlins and Chutney from his latest release, Trance Hypothesis, is what you just heard here on Jazz America. I've got one more of the Sons of Art Blakey to share with you his comments. We're talking about Javon Jackson, who'll give us his Art Blakey story, and we'll hear some more Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers classic music coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you and hear. Here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received, which has as the subject line, Season's Greetings. It's from Mohammed Mansour, who writes, "Hi, Russ, I can't stop loving your splendid presentation of Jazz America. I'm an avid listener, and I love your coverage. I'm really entertained, so please don't stop. Compliments of the season, plus don't forget to play the song, Wranglin' Root." From Mohammed Ahmed Mansour of Monrovia, Liberia. Well, thank you so much, and I have a feeling what you're talking about as far as a song you want to hear, Mohammed, is the music of the great guitarist from Jamaica, Ernest Wranglin, from his album Wranglin' Roots. The title cut is yours with our season's greetings and highest compliments from all of us enjoying VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. The soulful and expressive sound of the tenor saxophone is played by Javon Jackson. That's the song Right On from his album Easy Does It here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you enjoy learning a little bit of jazz history each week as we talk to the music makers here on Jazz America. In the case of this program, we've been investigating the effect of the great band leader, the great drummer. He drove many a band with that strong, powerful sound of that kick drum of his, the way he played the hi-hat in his own unique way and slapping that snare with that swing going hard and fast. We're talking Art Blakey. One of the great players who worked with Art Blakey over the years is the gentleman you just heard, Javon Jackson. Let's get his Art Blakey story and then hear more of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers here on Jazz America.
I remember it was interesting, quick story, when I went to the club, went to McHale's. Used to be on Upper West Side, 97th and I guess Columbus, I think it was.
Yeah, man, what a tremendous place.
Right, so I go in the door, and so I get there about 11:30. So Donald just said, come on down. And usually what typical with a lot of jazz situations, end of the night, it would be a little jam, or I would invite guys up. So met Terrence Blanchard for the first time right there, and Terrence said, you got your horn? Get on up there. He just happened to be hanging out. Going up there and sit there. So I got my horn out. It was the last song of the night, and there was a tenor player up there playing, and which I found out later, this guy was about to be hired. But I walked up towards the bandstand, and as you know, it was kind of maybe like an L shape. Mm-hmm. And the bandstand, you could basically look right out the door and see people coming towards the stage. So I was walking towards Art, and he saw me, and he looked at me. And they're playing the last song of the night. And he looked at me, he waved with his stick like, no. And he must have seen the dejection in my face because he immediately said, okay. And he wasn't talking, but he just motioned with the stick, come on. So as I got up there, I remember it was Wallace Roney and Kenny Garrett. That was the band at that time.
Oh,
and Donald Brown.
Oh, Lord.
And so I get up there, and I as I jump on stage, the drums was directly behind the soloist.
Oh,
so Art said, make it fast.
Oh my God.
I got up there. I get up and I'm playing a couple of choruses. And so I played a couple of short choruses and I backed away. I felt a stick like right between my butt cheeks.
Oh, no.
And it was Art. Keep on going. Keep on going. So then I played a little bit more and we finished. And then I just put my horn away. And so his road manager came up and said, Art Blakey, I'd like to see you downstairs. So I went downstairs to the dressing room and he said, are you free? Can you come by tomorrow? And I said, yeah, I'm free. And he said, well, I'll see you tomorrow night. So then I came back. And so that's kind of how I got started with art. I mean, but I tell you, man, it changed my life. It made me, I grew up with Art Blakey. I grew up in his band, and a lot of the relationships that I have now with musicians all came through my association of working with art. My relationship that I have with Freddie Hubbard, the close relationship I have with Freddie, the relationship I have with Ron Carter or Cedar Walden or Curtis, it was all born out of meeting those guys working with art.
Well, here are some of those guys that Javon Jackson just mentioned, working with Art Blakey, Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, Curtis Fuller on trombone, and Wayne Shorter on tenor sax from the 1961 recording Buhaina's Delight. That was Art Blakey's nickname, Buhaina. Here's Reincarnation Blues on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The Great Chick Corea, with Christian McBride on bass and Brian Blade on the drums, from the new release Trilogy, multi-Grammy nominations for this one, doing the Joe Henderson classic Recordame, Remember Me. This is Russ Davis, and it gives me a chance to tell you that on the next edition of Jazz America, you'll hear from Chick Corea. Also, we'll talk to Diane Reeves, Arturo O'Farrell, and Joe Lovano, and hear their Grammy-nominated work as well as others. The nominations were just announced by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. It's a great way to close out a year of jazz here on Jazz America with a look back at some of the best of the year. It's the Grammy nominations on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?